Om Shanti. I have the great, great pleasure to introduce Nirbhar Bhai to all of you. And before that, I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome on behalf of all of you, so you can have a two-hand clap to welcome. How many of you have not met Nirbhar Bhai? Can you raise your hand? First-timers? Just for the sake of some of the first-timers, Nirbhar Bhai is one of Baba's original jewels of the Yajna who have had a great opportunity to receive sustenance from Baba, Mama and all the senior dadis. Nirbhar Bhai has great love for double foreigners, and I think those who have met him and have an encounter with him would know Nirbhar Bhai. And I'm sure this morning he is going to take us into the journey of experiencing happiness in alaukik life. And let us enjoy Nirbhar Bhai's company for the next hour or so. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good morning. And special hearty welcome to everyone. These are not notes that I am going to speak about. I am just looking at the title of the class subject, Happiness of Alaukik Birth or Alaukik Life. Happiness. So very happy to deal with happiness. And I'm sure all of Baba's children who enjoy real alaukik life, they know the beauty of real happiness. The other day, I was looking at the newspaper, and one of the editors had written about happiness. In what lies happiness? And he wrote 50 kinds of different times when happiness is expressed and experienced. He started from what makes a child feel happy. Little child, little, very little kid. And then slowly dealing with different aspects of life. The little one feeling happy on seeing the mother and father. As we grow up, feel very happy in company of other little friends. Later, as we go to the school, feeling happy over there, being in company of little friends, playing with them. So you can imagine journey of life, how it makes one happy. When one starts earning, getting the first pay packet makes one feel happy. And then later on, being with the family, celebrating birthdays, celebrating other days. Then later on, one finds happiness in looking after elders. More expanded field depends on what field one chooses, being successful in that field makes one happy. When we enter 50 or above, we start thinking of doing social service. So finding happiness in serving. Like that, you know, different times. Okay. I feel happy in asking the brother to play one gramophone record for you. The one which was there for this morning, Murli. Did you hear that song? No. Did you? What was that? It's a gramophone record. Only one line is mentioned in the Murli, what it is. But you don't hear that. So he's going to play it. And the song is from good old days, when Baba or Mama would be sitting in front and we would be so close, just at 3 or 4 feet distance and receiving drishti. And when the song would be played, feelings of happiness, instant happiness would come. But as I was sharing how in this world center of happiness keeps on changing. At one point it's more intense with one relationship. At another time it's more intense with another relationship. When we become Baba's children, the center of happiness changes and you know where it is. Where you find happiness of all relations. And that is, we all hear this, one Baba, none else. Happiness is considered to be the best nourishment in life. And in contrast, worrying is the worst disease in life. So just an expression of our feelings. When we feel happy on being in Baba's company, feeling that closeness, feeling that intoxication, that was recorded long back. Though it may be a song of a movie, but you will definitely enjoy the feelings. I'll try to translate a few lines from the song. Would you like to hear that? Should I ask the brother to play the song? Please. On finding you, we have found the world. What to speak of the earth? We have found even the skies. The wind cannot take it away. The lightning cannot destroy it. That kind of nest I have found. Sorrows of the world have melted, and all the treasures have been found. Ever since I have found yourself. Do you feel that? Do you get that feeling? Should I think that the song is on your behalf? It's that kind of happiness, whatever may happen. No one should be able to rob that happiness away. That's real happiness. When is that possible? Is it possible to enjoy that happiness all the time? Or ups and downs are part of even a laukic life? That's my question. If you don't feel like answering, it's up to you. Anyone who wants to say something? First of all, what are the basis of happiness in Brahmin life? As long as there is no clarity, what happens? Clarity about knowledge, clarity about Brahmin life, clarity about principles, clarity about achievements, clarity about relationships. If there is no clarity, we get confused from time to time. And when a person is confused, the degree of happiness definitely goes down. So the basis of eternal happiness, everlasting happiness, which we all long for, that's the longing of every Brahmin soul. That's what I have seen. Baba also wants the same thing. Whenever someone is having a little drawn face, Baba used to ask this question, Sakar Baba, have you lost your mother? Or have you lost anyone from the family? But later on, I refined it to just one question. Do you have Shiv Baba in your consciousness? No? Shiv Baba yaad hai. Baba got that written on small pieces of plywood and put it at different places, including the toilets. So that even there, you don't start thinking about anything else. So the very root cause of all worries needs to be finished. Once that is done, you are free. As long as the struggle is there, the degree of happiness keeps fluctuating. Sometimes you feel very happy, sometimes not very happy. I don't say that you would feel sorrowful anymore. because after becoming soul conscious and after being in tune with the Supreme Father, the source of all happiness, and that too in Brahmin life for every one of us, that becomes the center of activity all the time. We keep reminding each other. And we remind ourselves. We talk about it. We share that. And we know that the more we are involved in that, the happiness shared with others never gets decreased. It multiplies, keeps multiplying. So the first thing, the basis of everlasting happiness, is to become completely knowledgeful soul. Knowledgeful about everything. Knowledgeful about the effects of negativity. Knowledgeful about the very basis of happiness, positivity. From our own day-to-day experience, we all know the moment any negative thought creeps in, enters our mind, immediately there is a question, there is a struggle, there is a tussle in the mind. When positive thoughts are going on, you feel relaxed, you feel light, you feel happy. And the moment, maybe due to anything, maybe due to the feeding through the eyes, maybe due to feeding through the ears, you hear something, you touch something, you eat something, whatever be the cause, why do we become stressful? When we become stressful, we start worrying about it. We become more stressful. The more we worry, the deeper the stress, and so it becomes depression. Happiness doesn't get lost by itself. The only thing is, while driving, instead of going in the right direction, we start going to the wrong direction. That's all. So to multiply happiness all the time, one has to become knowledgeful and not to go in the wrong direction. We have all experimented for lives together with negativity. Short-lived things come, bestow temporary happiness and take away the deep feelings of our real happiness. So this is one thing, the first thing which I have learned. Not to touch the live wire. The live wire of negativity. In electricity there are always two wires, positive and negative. There, you touch anyone, you get shock. But in practical life, if you touch negativity in your thoughts, it is going to bring you stress. It's going to bring you unhappiness. Instant. Happiness comes after a bit of effort making. But stress is instant. Why? Now deal with it from a positive angle. It's a very good sign actually for effort makers. You may think, what is this brother talking about? It's a good sign. It makes us feel how beautiful it was when I was happy. I was so light. Flying. And suddenly my car is grounded. My plane is grounded. What has happened? So I start searching for the cause. I start churning to find out where is the fault, so that, as Baba says, even Mama used to say, you can, as they say, to err is human, you can make a mistake once, but don't repeat it. Why? A person with negativity in mind would like to repeat again and again. You know, these days, this is becoming a common thing in the world. The young people, they repeat again, again, suffer a lot. But Baba's children would definitely like to follow Baba's supreme guidance, that being God's children, happiness is our godly birthright and everlasting happiness, constant happiness, not temporary, not short-lived. And the basis of everlasting happiness, that's why Baba keeps reminding us from time to time, remain soul conscious. This morning, Murli underlined from time to time, remain soul conscious, remember Baba, remain soul conscious, remember Baba. Why? Because that would keep our level of thought very elevated, very high. So to safeguard our happiness, learning from the effects of negativity and taking a decision once for all, that this is not for me. I have suffered a lot before, life after life. I don't want to suffer anymore. Otherwise, what is the purpose of becoming Baba's child? What is the purpose of becoming a BK? What is the purpose of looking different from the world? A BK is ever okay. Please note down. A BK means ever okay. No compromise. I think you have heard those words, Baba's words. Whatever may happen, even if I lose my life, my smile will not go away. Have you experimented with that? it happens, you know, sometimes some of Baba's instruments, they get some problem, health problem, and when they are in the hospital, the doctor comes. Other patients who are not knowing Baba, who are not exposed to Baba's knowledge, they would be crying for little problems. And when the doctor comes to the BK patients and inquires, "How are you?" What's the reply? Smilingly. "Okay, doctor, I am okay." He knows the surgery was done yesterday. The pain would be there. And yet, because of the focus, detaching from the physical, linking with the source of happiness, reduces the impact of feeling. And if one is able to remain very high in tune with Baba, the feeling of pain is also hardly there. I don't know whether you heard about it. Brahma Baba had to undergo surgery. And he asked the doctor, "You perform surgery, there is no need for anesthesia." And at that time, local anesthesia was not available. That was the power of thought. Detaching from the physical. So, the more we are detached from the physical, from the mundane, it comes through practice, lesser the impact of the physical problems. And therefore, we can remain free. Second thing, to multiply happiness. When you meet some nice person, whether known to you or even for the first time, a person who is spreading pure vibrations, you feel comfortable in that person's company. And while introducing each other, what are the words we use? "Oh, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so happy to meet you." And the smile, the happiness which returns from the other side multiplies your happiness. So this is one thing more which we learn while interacting. Never think, "Oh, why has he come at this time?" That's why Baba used to tell us, be ever ready for service. Anyone may come at any time. Never have the thought, "Why at this time?" Rather, give such a beautiful feeling, a welcome feeling, always. That would make us happy all the time. Just think, what can make other people happy? If you want to be ever happy, the more you give, the more it multiplies with you. It's such a beautiful treasure. There are some people, even in Brahmin family, you might have come across, they think that if they become little sulky, they become little quiet. Quiet doesn't mean quiet, serious. They would draw the attention of other people. What happens? They do draw the attention. But what happens? The other people start worrying about that person. So instead of multiplying happiness, what happens? The others also lose it. Is that service? Is that a good karma? Don't be serious about it, because we are talking about happiness. Just feel it's not right. Sometimes someone is not in good stage, may not interact with you in the right way. Don't take it too seriously at that time. Just detach. Just be an observer. Then you won't be affected. If you want to be ever happy, don't become too sensitive. Being sensitive is good. To sense right or wrong is good. But being too sensitive, it would be like, as I said, like a shock. You may be otherwise in very good mood, in a dancing mood, happy mood, singing mood, but little thing, if that takes away your happiness, they say then you are like a balloon. A little pin takes away everything. So make your happiness very deep and very serviceable. Under any circumstances, under trying circumstances. For that you have to study Avyakt Murlis very deeply. When Baba mentions, just the previous, you know, 2-3 Murlis, Baba mentioned in that, the other person may give you something bad, may use bad language, and yet you need to give good wishes. Now I am asking you, please sincerely tell me, sincerely, how many of us are really unaffected by such a thing? Anyone who feels is never affected, just raise your hand. One kaka is there. Very good. But this is what is to be practiced. That is the ultimate aim for us, Baba has given. It comes through practice, slowly and slowly. And for that, we have to think, who should be in our minds as our ideal? Just think. When in the Laukic world, the worldly people, they receive a beautiful born child in their family, they thank God. And when someone leaves the body at a young age, they curse God. Why couldn't he think of taking away any old person? Why did he take away my child? Why did he take away my husband? Why did he take away my wife? You know, the reaction. Even otherwise, Baba says, in the path of bhakti, due to ignorance, they keep on hurling brickbats on me. And what do I give in return? He doesn't punish them. So we need to have a lot of courage, first thing. It requires a lot of courage. First to hear something against us. Because it is unexpected. You may be doing everything very sincerely, with lot of positive attitude, with lot of good wishes for others, and yet you receive out of the blue, you receive such information, so and so talking ill of you. How do you react? Because the moment we hear such a thing, our degree of happiness comes down. So there is the need for remaining detached and loveful. Detached from what we hear. They say, remain the same, keep your consciousness on the same level, whether you are praised or whether you are defamed. This is the most difficult thing to do in life. The moment we are praised, we feel elated, we feel happy. And sometimes it comes as a test in life. You may not have done anything and yet you are blamed for something. That's the real test. If you want to remain ever happy, learn to be detached, observer. We learn from Sister Meera, Santosh, you know, what is observer stage? Beautiful definition we would hear. But when it comes in practical, we forget to apply it. So we need to do that practically. If we apply that in practical, we would not falter. We would just smile, even if we hear something. So when you smile away, there used to be someone who said, laugh off your worries. Laugh off. And these days, you know, very many speakers I find when they have their seminars, they make the people, you know, get up, look at each other, smile, hold each other's hand, laugh. So temporarily, yes, it changes the consciousness, atmosphere. But our aim is to remain ever, ever happy. Now let us think about what focus we need to keep in mind in our day-to-day life, that we remain ever smiling, ever light, ever happy. I don't think anyone from amongst us who would not be sharing Baba's knowledge with others. Anyone who doesn't share would be known as what? A miser. But while sharing, let's not forget, practice what you preach. If you want to remain ever happy, this is one of the best things we can do in life. And that's why the morning routine of meditation and Murli, regularity in that, punctuality in that, sincerity in that, deep interest. That's one thing what I find the most powerful basis of happiness in Brahmin life. Second thing, feel happy about being in company of other Brahmins. Other Brahmins' company keeps us in the right frame of consciousness. We feed through drishti, through vibrations, each other's consciousness. It's a very, very valuable company. Invaluable company, I should say. Take care. Third thing, take care that Brahmin's company is positive. Sometimes we lose sight of this. We start by sharing very nice, pleasant things and slowly slip into talking negativity of other people. Baba says, if you see any negativity in others, have good wishes for them, that they overcome this. But you don't get colored by that. Don't become part of their negativity. Be observer. And for that, it would be nice if you keep your chart. Number four, feel very proud of your Brahmin life. Intoxicate it. Just imagine out of 6 billion people, how many have become Brahmins? Even when we hear how many would become finally, what's the percentage? So we belong to that rosary of selected ones, very small number. How invaluable is our life? How invaluable is our future? How great, how beautiful it is. Just think about it. You will feel so intoxicated. It's not mere imagination. It's practical. It's knowledge. It is understanding. So deep understanding of this fact would keep you always in a very lively feeling that I belong to that category, that clan. We are different, no doubt. People would say, you are so different from the world. Yes, but nicely different, pleasantly different, and serviceable. We serve. By being different, we serve the humanity. We remove their suffering. We guide them on the right path. So that way, feel very proud about your role. That will make you feel very happy all the time. Fifth, faithful to your own self. Faithful to the divine family. Faithful to the principles of godly life. Faithful to our most beloved Father. These four pillars of faithfulness, they will make you so strong that you would never lose your happiness. Sixth, more the treasure we have, more happiness comes. Try to churn Baba's knowledge in a very positive way. Sakar Murlis, every 3-4 lines you get across new points of knowledge. Try to reflect on them. Go deep. And you will find such. Just 3 days back, it was in the Murli, Baba said, each one of the versions I share with you is worth millions. So just think about it, how beautiful it is, how valuable it is. It can make us so rich inside, real rich feelings. Because richer the person in this world, normally we think he must be very happy, but they are very unhappy these days. Especially in India, it's becoming very problematic. Those who are rich, they are always under threat of terrorists and unsocial elements. These days, their children are kidnapped for ransom. But the wealth of spiritual wisdom cannot be stolen. If someone tries to steal it, he would also become rich. So this is one thing which I learn, you know. We are all habitual of reading something. If nothing else, okay, take some newspaper, take some magazine, this. But those things are not going to enrich us. Enrichment of our Brahmin life comes from the most powerful things Baba has shared, Mamma has shared, Dadis are sharing. Get hold of those things. Reflect on them. Churn yourself. Share with others. and you will find it's such a beautiful thing. The degree of happiness which comes as a result of your possession of spiritual wisdom is much, much more than what material wealth can bring to us. That's why Baba insists on this so much. I remember when I came to meet Baba for the first time, Sakar Baba, and after we had a meeting with Baba and got holy, then Baba asked, "Sweet children, while traveling, you must have missed the Murli. After lunch or before lunch, sit somewhere and read today's Murli." So I still remember that. Whether I was in hospital sometimes, once or twice, I made it a point never to miss the Murli. I underwent bypass surgery. When I came to consciousness, the first thing I asked for was Murli. And I'm sure many of us, you too must be feeling that. Supposing by chance you miss Murli, how do you feel that day? The feeling is totally strange, which normally we have very rich feelings inside, very intoxicating, very happy. And just because we missed, just like our daily meals, it's good for health, they say, miss a meal. But that is when you take two other meals. If you miss Baba's Murli, this morning somebody called from a distant place and she was sharing, "Brother, I'm sorry to tell you, it was so cold here, I missed Amrit Vela twice. I sat in Baba's Yad later on, but I missed Amrit Vela." I said, "But you sat in Baba's Yad later on, so why worry so much?" She said, "But I am telling you sincerely, normally I don't miss. Why don't we like to miss Amrit Vela? Why don't we like to miss Murli? Because it brings a real richness in life." Seventh, ever healthy life is our godly birthright. Have you heard this? Baba's words, ever healthy, ever wealthy, ever happy life, that too for 21 generations, is your godly birthright. Just ask yourself, am I enjoying being ever healthy? Physical problems, they come and go. The worst ailment is can anyone share what is the worst ailment? The worst ailment is when you lose your smile. So keep taking a dose of happiness always. by looking into the mirror. And the most powerful mirror is Baba's smiling face. Get hold of such a picture where Baba is smiling, though deeply in that consciousness, but smiling. Keep that before you, on your desk, in your kitchen, in your classroom. Baba used to look at Krishna's picture, and he would start sharing that. See, I'm becoming this tomorrow. And feel happy. So keep any picture which makes you feel happy. But keep asking yourself, am I really happy inside? If I am not, what is the cause? You would know yourself. You don't need to go to anyone else and share, I'm not very happy. I don't know why I'm not happy. You know it. What is needed is courage. Courage to renounce the cause of happiness. Be courageous. We say Baba is almighty. We are all His children. We say we are Master Almighty. We don't have the might to renounce even our that little weakness which causes sorrow to me. What sort of might is it? How mightful we are that we can't renounce little weakness. So become your teacher. Self-teacher is the best teacher. So when you take courage, you keep courage, renounce that little thing which causes unhappiness. It takes 1 week. Just as we say 1 week course to learn meditation, similarly, it takes 1 week to renounce such deep-rooted weaknesses. All that you need to do is to first become aware that it is there. It is not from others. It's not from outside. It's not due to any change of weather. You know, sometimes people say that when the weather changes, our moods change. It's not that. Ever happy life means ever happy life. Weathers may change. Situations may change. Places may change. Ever happy life is my godly birthright. But that happens only when you are Master Almighty. And Master Almighty means who overcomes one's weaknesses. Master Almighty doesn't mean that we fight with anyone and then we feel, yes, I had my way. That's not Master Almighty. Master Almighty means you live by your own teachings and win the hearts of other people. That's Master Almighty. And the last one, feel feel proud of being part of the Brahmin family. That's most intoxicating thing. Brahmin family is the greatest family in the entire cycle. Biggest also. No other family would have so many family members. How many are there now? 700,000. So just imagine how big is your family. How great is your family? All pure souls. All servers of the world. And all would be princes and princesses. Feeling that kind of inner feeling. On seeing each one, that kind of attitude. That will keep you happy all the time. So you have the biggest treasure of happiness with you all the time. All that you have to do is to remain conscious about it. Any questions? So how many points you have noted? 10? Then you multiply with your own churning, make it millionfold. But from now on, my dear sisters and brothers, how much time is left for the confluence age? Very short time. So Baba says, every second of this confluence age should be lived. When someone asks you, what are you doing? The answer should be, enjoying myself. Living every moment. Don't give the answer, just killing time. Passing time. No. And for that, the last point which I would like to share is, become Baba's most serviceable child if you want to be ever happy. It will bring you tremendous amount of happiness all the time. Just keep that consciousness. I am Baba's lighthouse. When I am not speaking, I keep on spreading the vibrations to purify the atmosphere, to purify the elements. When I meet someone, I feed the other person with my vibrations and smile, giving the feeling of belonging, that we belong to each other because we are God's children. And thirdly, because we are the richest people in the world, I keep sharing those treasures of knowledge, of virtues, without conditions, without preferences. Anyone who desires, anyone who aspires, is the deserving person. Let me give it. Let me share it. So this would bring you happiness all the time. Even in your sleep, you will be smiling all the time. So in your room, by chance, when you are here, you would be sharing rooms. If someone is laughing in sleep, don't worry. Don't get scared, just accept it, that we are the happiest people on earth. And we are here to make this world a happy, happy world. Om Shanti.